got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh. Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. We bring you the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, home-buying facts, along with community reports and events information. I am Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you know there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to start the journey to home ownership today. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, Matthew Constantine joins us from Adopt a Family of the Palm Beaches. He'll show you how to expand your current family with a little love and tenderness. After that, Patrice Schroeder joins us with the latest 411 about the Palm Beach County's 211. So we'll get all that straightened out a little bit later. Then Steve Cody joins us at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news at the earliest moment in about 24 minutes. After that, Ryan Daniels, a friendly neighbor using the internet to help other neighbors. Like a good neighbor, you've got a friend. You'll hear his story coming right up. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak. We talked about pesky rats last week. This week, it's creepy roaches. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. As promised, South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by Reach4Housing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. And now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Hey, thank you, sir. Well, in the news today, as lawmakers kicked off the 2015 legislative session in Tallahassee, the Senate revealed its plan to implement Amendment 1. You might remember that's the constitutional mandate that requires one-third of real estate documentary tax revenues be spent on conservation. Chances are you voted for it. 75% of voters voted for it. But there's something called the Sadowski Fund, which may end up being cut considerably because they want to move money from the Sadowski Fund into the basic budget. The group that protests believes that those 75% of you voted for it. They didn't think that you wanted to do that trade-off. The Florida Housing Finance Corporation recently notified the Department of the Treasury that they approved changes to Florida's hardest hit fund. We'll tell you what that is and how it might benefit you. Most homeowners are now current on their mortgage payments. The delinquency rate for mortgage loans on residential properties fell to a rate of 5.68%. Very low historically. And a group of University of Florida students have come together to promote the importance of affordable, stable homes. The campaign is called Imagine a Place Called Home. If your credit score is below 620, chances are you'll have trouble getting a mortgage. We'll give you some tips on how you can improve your credit rating. And of course, you've heard us talk about zombie homes. Nobody likes them. They're dilapidated wrecks languishing in foreclosure limbo, abandoned by owners and ignored by banks. Well, here's an opportunity for you to not own a zombie home, but an entire zombie town where Walking Dead was filmed that is up for sale on eBay. We'll give you details of those stories and much more at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, when we return, Matthew Constantine joins us from Adopt a Family of the Palm Beaches. And March is officially Women's History Month. And I would like to say, for me, it's Women's History Month every day of the week. That's the way I look at it. We'll tell you more about that right now.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing jefe, letting you know that March is upon us, which means two things. Number one, it's officially Women's History Month. And number two, it's officially Women's History Month. But not to downplay that, Reach Home Ownership Fair is here again. Last year's Home Ownership Fair was so successful, Reach decided to do it again this year. By the way, it's next weekend. You may want to mark your calendars. Here's a different idea. Send this text to five of your friends. Just say, Reach Home Ownership Fair, Saturday, March 14th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then at the Lake Worth High School, and then press send. When they call you later and ask what the heck that text was all about, just say, oh yeah, thanks for reminding me about the Reach Home Ownership Fair. I'm looking forward to buying a home of my own. And then invite them to come with you. This is your chance to cash in on your piece of the American dream. Home ownership is the reason Reach is holding this valuable home ownership work fair. Home ownership fair. They don't call it fair for nothing, I guess. Community housing professionals, lenders, realtors, and nonprofit counseling agencies will be there to discuss the steps to home ownership. Representatives from Bank United, PNC Bank, the Urban League of the Palm Beach County, Habitat for Humanity, Eagle Home Mortgage, and of course, Reach counselors will be there as well. This is your chance to sit with credit repair experts, get one-on-one advice from down payment assistant professionals. They are on-site ready to help you with your home ownership journey. This is where the path to affordable home ownership begins. Next weekend, Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. through 2 p.m. at the Lake Worth High School. That's 701 First Street Avenue South in Lake Worth. It's just off 95 and Lake Worth Road there next to the expressway. Finance professionals and banking representatives are there to offer you the latest mortgage packages, including bonus and grant programs custom fitted to your financial needs. Remember, Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. through 2 p.m., the Reach Home Ownership Fair. We want more information? Call the good folks at Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest has spent 13 years working for Adopt-A-Family of the Palm Beaches. He began as their deputy director, and now Matthew Constantine is currently the chief executive officer and all-around problem solver over at Adopt-A-Family of the Palm Beaches. Matthew Constantine, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in on a wonderful Saturday. It's no time to go to the beach, so you might as well be here, right?
Right. I mean,
it's raining and nasty outside. So tell us a little bit about Adopt a Family. I mean, what do you do? Do you actually go in and adopt a family, make them yours?
So that's actually how we kind of got started. We were founded in 1983, three women in Palm Beach County. Saw a need. They actually saw a family that was living under a bridge in West Palm Beach and got together with the community, neighbors, businesses, church groups, and figuratively adopted the family, got them into housing, helped them with rent and utilities. So from that day forward, that's really been our mission, is trying to help families get back on their feet.
Wow. That's a tough task. The federal government can't seem to do that. How are you able to do that?
It is. It's an overwhelming task, but we're not alone. We have incredible partners in Palm Beach County, and we do the best we can. In Palm Beach County, it's a difficult environment with affordable housing being sort of a lacking commodity here.
Right. So. Well, that's kind of what Reach does. You know, we put people into affordable housing, so maybe we should get together and work on that a little later, help some people get into homes. So you said you were just driving around, you saw people homeless and just couldn't handle it, right?
Right, exactly. So we, from that day forward, we moved forward and really tried to expand our housing portfolio And all of our programs come with intensive case management. And we work on, you know, building job skills, occupational training, education, and do everything possible to help that family get back on their feet so they can get back to self-sufficiency.
You served as the vice chairman of the Lake Worth Community Redevelopment Agency. Are you taking those skills and bringing them into what you're doing now with the folks?
I did. I think that experience helped me quite a bit, actually, with my job. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot more of a macro sense of the whole community issues in the city. I live in the city of Lake Worth as well, and Adopt a Family, a lot of the activities we do are in the city as well. So it was a really helpful experience.
Okay, so now I've seen the Adopt a Highway signs on the side of the road, and you have to go clean up that part of the road. Adopt a Family, do you have to go take care of them?
What's the no, you don't. We just we have volunteer opportunities, and we have a lot of committed board members and committed staff members and volunteers who support our agency to make it possible for us to do the work that we do.
Well, then it's a big task helping people get back on, get their lives back together and everything. What have you encountered in the way of difficulties in getting that task done?
I think one of the biggest challenges we consistently encounter really is the lack of housing options for the families that we serve. The average rate of income needed to afford a two-bedroom in Palm Beach County is about $23 an hour.
And
whoa. Yeah, that's the, you know, for about a $1,300 or $1,200 a month rent, which is average in Palm Beach County. That's what our families face. And obviously in this area, there's a lot of service sector employees, and that's a salary that we don't see often.
I don't think McDonald's is kicking out $23. And I don't mean to pick on McDonald's. I don't think any of them kick out that amount of money. So what's the answer to that? How do you get by that?
I think one of the, you know, the biggest answers is really to have a commitment to increase the stock of affordable housing in the county. And I don't mean, you know, $900 or $1,000 a month. I really think we need to see an investment from the community where we're allowing our families to have a nice, prideful place to live that's affordable to them.
Okay, the investment part. Where do you get your money from?
We're fortunate. We have a varied source of funding. So we get from private foundations, individuals, United Way, Town of Palm Beach, United Way, mm-hmm. Federal government, Palm Beach County.
And a little bit of federal government, and the rest of it's pretty much private?
It's sort of a healthy mix. It really is.
Good. Well, okay. Well, if you want to get a hold of Matthew, you could call him. Is this your cell phone number that I'm giving
him? No, that's not.
Okay. It's 561-253-1361. That's the number for Adopt a Family, folks. It's not really a cell phone. But 561-253-1361 gets the phone line done. And if you want to check out the website, it's www.adoptafamilypbc.org. And someone's always there to answer the questions, right? Anybody? How does one get involved?
Well, you'll be hearing from 211. So from a client perspective, for folks that we're trying to help, a lot of folks will go through 211 or know us from our history in the community.
Right.
And getting involved, we do have volunteer opportunities. We have to run several special events to keep our doors open. So there's a lot of opportunities for folks to help out with that as well.
What solutions do you feel are needed to help income-challenged households with their housing?
I think it's as simple as a math equation. Either they make more money. Or their housing costs less. So
we try to tell the good folks up at the federal government that too. You know, we have too many expenses, not enough income. They say raise the income. We say lower the expenses. So you're right. It's a healthy mix of where we go and how to get and down payment assistance. You have anything in that arena?
Yeah, we mentioned the Sadowski. We do try to access SHIP funds in the county locally to assist our families. We also partner with Habitat for Humanity to get some of our families who are, you know, in a position to possibly purchase a home to be able to realize that dream.
Wow. Well, that's an exciting mission. I wish you well with that. You want to get a hold of Matthew Constantine, call 561-253-1361. You might know of someone that is in need of those services and give them a call. 561-253-1361 or www.adoptafamilypbc.org. Okay, when we return, Patrice Schroeder has the 411 about 211. And I think that's about 622. Here's another Women's History Month factoid. In 1869, Susan B. Anthony founded the National Women's Suffrage Association to change the 15th Amendment. I think they did it.
MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable. and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. You know, our next guest has been with us before. Patrice Schroeder is a community relations specialist for 211 Palm Beach Treasure Coast. 211, that's when you need information, you call 211. Their mission is to connect people to services 24 hours a day by understanding their individual, emotional, financial, and community needs. Patrice Schroeder, welcome back to REACH Radio. Yeah, hang on just a second. Get that mic up. Go ahead. All right. It's good to have you back on the show again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, a little bit.
What have you been doing?
Well, you know, 211, we've been doing a lot. Every day we do receive roughly 350 phone calls per day from people throughout our 5-county service area in need of essential services. So we have people calling in that are looking for the basic needs. They need food, clothing, shelter. But the number one need is the financial piece with the rental utility mortgage assistance.
How do you differ from like Craigslist or Angie's List or any of those lists that are out there? I mean,
we're really here to do a little comprehensive listening piece where we actually have a conversation with the individual calling us. Mm-hmm. They will speak to a live human, and we're here to kind of assess what's going on in that household and what resources we can bring to them to help them with that situation.
Yeah, I don't think those other people do that, right?
I doubt they want to listen to your problems. They want to sell you something. You know, we're a private nonprofit, so again, our service is free. The call to 211 is free. However, certain service providers may have a signing fee scale of some sort. Mm-hmm. You know, we are dual purpose. We are a helpline, but we're also a crisis line. So we average, from our 350 calls per day, we average about 7 calls that are suicide related. So, and also another high number, we average about 5 calls per day that are related to domestic violence. Now, those could be of different levels. With the suicide calls, it could be somebody interested in information for a loved one, somebody that's concerned about their own well-being, or somebody that basically is taking the pills and they're, So we are highly trained to handle all levels of calls.
Well, you're certainly not going to get that at Angie's List, that's for sure.
No, so, you're not.
Now, I know this is simplistic and everything, but let's just 211. You just pick up the phone, hit 211.
It's that simple. It's a national initiative that went online about in year 2000. We are one of 16 211s in the state of Florida. We service Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, Okeechobee counties. There's a 211 in Broward and a Miami-Dade and the other 211s throughout the state serving different clusters of counties.
So if you have a question, you need some help, pick up the phone, dial 211.
Right.
That's pretty easy.
You know, United Way and AIRS basically spearheaded the concept. They wanted to make it simple for people to connect to resources and services. It's very confusing out there. There's so many agencies, so many 1-800 numbers. So they wanted to have it housed on that simple 3-digit 211.
That works. Now, you offer a lot of vendors to folks that are looking for those services. What means testing do you have for those vendors?
Well, basically, the majority of our vendors are nonprofits. There may be faith-based groups. They're also governmental agencies. We, like anybody else, if you're calling and connecting with a resource, it's really between you and them. But if we do hear that there's any kind of a concern with a vendor, you know, we're not going to have them. But, you know, we're talking social service agencies. Right. Generally, they have their benchmarks and accreditations and things of that nature and licensure as well.
All right. Is there any qualification process? Can anyone just pick up the phone and dial 211?
Anybody of any age can dial 211. Generally, seniors make up about 20% of our phone calls. Families, I think we're in at about 35% of the phone calls. you know, those are individuals with children, and the remainder is that other, you know, group in between. But really, anybody with any need that they're not sure where to turn, we're the starting point.
211.
Yeah. If we don't have the answer, we will connect them to somebody that perhaps can get them in the right direction.
All right. What about the visually challenged or the hearing impaired? How do they access the 211 system?
We do have the Florida Relay system, so we are working closely with some of those. And the free amplified phones, if somebody has a hearing loss and has been diagnosed, we can show them how to get to those individuals.
All right. I think the it's an 800 number for the hearing impaired line, right?
Right. But, you know,
they can't dial 211. How does that work?
Well, I don't have the details on that right off the top of my head.
Not to worry.
It's set up. They should be set up to be able to, if they are set up to dial that, then we certainly will be able to work with them. And we can help them go to the people that can set them up to dial that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it even better. So full service all the way around.
Right. And we do have a language service. If somebody is non-English speaking, we can actually access up to 140 languages to help them.
Say that again.
We can access up to 140 languages.
Say it in all 140 languages?
No, that's a language service.
How do you do that?
We have a language service that we contract.
Oh, okay.
Which a lot of agencies do that if they're working with multiple, you know, populations with different languages.
You know, it's understandable, English, Spanish, Creole, and the standard language, but 140 languages. Ooh,
well, man. You know, there are different dialects, and that's the service provider. But, you know, I'd like to talk real quick about some of the new programs that we have online.
I'm just right on down to the new programs part. Let's do that.
Sure. Yes. We have we're expanding our mental health and our health advocacy. We have found that a lot of people are basically falling through the cracks, and we wanted to kind of fill that gap. So we do have a specially trained employee that is a counselor that can work with these families and helping them navigate services for health care. You know, some of them may not have health insurance, did not qualify, did not apply, or whatever their situation is, were very confused or whatever. And we have the ability to really work with them one-on-one. If they need a clinic right off the get-go, we can help them get into a clinic. If they need help with their prescriptions, you know, finding a low-cost prescription or sometimes a vendor that will help them with, maybe a reduced rate of some sort based on their needs. So there's some things we can do. We can help them set appointments. So it's really a wonderful service because sometimes there's an individual or a family that needs a little more advocacy in getting the care that they need. And sadly, there are a lot of people that still do not have insurance.
All right. Just to make sure you don't do any diagnosis or anything like that. You just refer.
Yeah. Our job is to get them connected to the service provider.
Right. Well, you know what? You move into town and you're new here and you don't know what doctor to go to or what dentist is good or bad. This would be an excellent. Let me give you the phone number again, folks. It's 211. That's a tough one, huh?
That simple.
What's the best way to use the 211 service? Through the internet or just pick up the phone?
Well, you can go online, and actually we do have a nice feature that is geared towards the mental health care also. We do have an online chat. We're also part of a national initiative with online chat through the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline Network. So an individual can come to our website and do a chat between the hours of 10 in the morning and 8 in the evening if they feel more comfortable reaching out that way. There are some people that maybe are a little shy or reserved about using the phone, so they can actually do an online chat with us in real time.
I have two internet addresses. Which one would you like?
You can use the 211palmbeach.org or the 211treasurecoast.org, and they'll get you to the same place.
Those were the two. Okay. It's 211palmbeach.org or 211treasurecoast.org. Either way, that'll get you there, or you can do the 211.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on the show and helping us out. And next time we need another guest, I'm calling 211.
Perfect. I'd be glad to help out. Thank you.
I'll get you. That's it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Ryan Daniels tells us how the neighbors helping neighbors phenomenon can brighten up your day. Coming up after that, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week featuring Consumer Protection Wink, a message from Pat Tracy. Then our house segment will tell you how to deal with creepy roaches. Carlton Thompson is on deck. And topping the Deadline news report, we have a special story about HUD first-time homebuyers workshop coming up March 22nd. You're just 6 pages away from that. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, happier than a turtle on top of a fence post on a dry summer day, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Florida Housing Finance Corporation was recently notified that the United States Department of the Treasury approved changes to the Florida Hardest Hit Fund unemployment program that's going to result in more eligible homeowners qualifying for assistance. Now, beginning immediately, hardship criteria has been expanded to include situations where death, divorce, or disability adversely affected the homeowner's ability to pay their first mortgage. To help unemployed or underemployed homeowners, they have something called UMAP. Unemployment Mortgage Assistance Program. That will provide up to 12 months of payments paid directly to the mortgage lender. Also, up to $18,000 can be paid up front to help to satisfy any delinquent first mortgage payments even before the UMAP payments start. The total assistance available, up to $42,000 if you qualify. To help homeowners who have returned to work or are recovering from unemployment or underemployment, there's another program called MLRP. That'll provide up to $25,000 as a one-time payment to help to satisfy all or some of a delinquent first mortgage. Now, to see if you're qualified, you can go to their website, which is www.flhardesthithelp.org, or, much easier, just call REACH. More homeowners are current on their mortgage payments than in quite some time. The delinquency rate for mortgage loans on residential properties fell to a rate of 5.68% on all loans outstanding at the end of the fourth quarter of 2014. This is from the Mortgage Bankers Association National Delinquency Survey. This marks the lowest level since the third quarter of 2007, according to MBA. The mortgage delinquency rate has fallen 71 basis points in just 1 year. The delinquency rate includes loans that are at least one payment past due. Does not include loans in the foreclosure process now. So while Florida still has homes in the foreclosure pipeline, the number of foreclosures should start to decline somewhat soon. The least expensive houses in Florida shoulder a disproportionately high share of property taxes, according to a new study. Condo owners and homeowners with properties valued at less than $50,000 paid a greater rate of property taxes than owners of almost any residential property, the only exception being the multi-million-dollar properties. Houses valued at less than $50,000 had an average property tax that was 1.35% of the home value, according to RealtyTrack. Now, in comparison, houses valued over $100,000 and $200,000 paid about one-third of that rate. Overall, Florida's property taxes have long been affordable, more affordable than many other states. The influx of investors who bought Florida foreclosures in recent years has really boosted the tax base because, unlike previous owners, they don't qualify for the homestead exemption property break. Across the state, Florida homeowners paid an average tax bill of $2,778. That's about double the tax bill for Tennessee, but get this, it's about one-sixth of what New Yorkers pay. If your credit score is below 620, any mortgage you get is going to be quite expensive because you're considered a subprime borrower, and most banks require a minimum score of 660 in order to grant you a conventional mortgage. Now that we know what the goal is, the first thing you need to do is to fix your credit, and you can do it fairly quickly. You want to go to annualcreditreport.com. Look for any items that are inaccurate. That includes false negative data. Are there any late payments reported that weren't really late? Do all the accounts show that your file really belongs to you? Identify and dispute all the errors. Your payment history, by the way, accounts for about 35% of your FICO score, so a recent late payment can really hurt your score. So before paying off old bills, contact the creditor and tell them you want to pay off the old amount in exchange for a written guarantee they'll remove them from your credit report. Someone is driving around South Florida and videotaping bad drivers in action, like speeding and cutting off cars. Those videos with license plate information are now posted on a YouTube channel called Stupid South Florida Drivers, and those videos are going viral. Some factors lend to the notion that Florida has the worst drivers in the U.S. Because of tourists, snowbirds, senior citizens all meeting on I-95 at the same time. But as it turns out, Florida ranks pretty much in the middle, tied with Arkansas. By the way, the three worst states for bad drivers, Montana, South Carolina, and Texas, all places with wide-open spaces. Well, you've heard us talk about zombie homes, right? Those are those dilapidated wrecks that languish in foreclosure limbo. They're abandoned by the owners, ignored for years by the banks, while the procedures are going through the foreclosure. Once owners vacate a home, the bank takes ownership in many states, including Florida, but they're not obligated to maintain the property until the foreclosure process is complete, and sometimes that takes years. The state of Florida has more than 35,000 zombie homes, more than three times the national average, according to RealtyTrack. And speaking of zombie homes, if that idea sounds attractive to you, get this. A town that was once homed to hundreds of zombies on the Walking Dead TV show can now be yours for only $680,000. Downtown Grantville, Georgia, which was featured in the show's third season, is up for sale on eBay. The town's mayor, Jim Sells, is selling the historic property, which he hopes will be transformed into something more than a profitable zombie town. It's 34,000 square feet, has a potential to attract some signs of actual life. It comes with nine buildings, retail areas, department store, restaurant, pharmacy, office spaces, etc. It's on eBay now. The bidding starts at $680,000 if you would like to own your own zombie place. You have to bid before March 26th.
Oh, okay.
That, my friends, is the news.
I already have my own zombie place. It's here in Lake Worth. But I just wanted to let you know, I don't think that there's enough disk space on the planet to record all the bad drivers in South Florida.
True.
I swear it.
This
I think
is true.
So.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Our next guest has established a group of neighbors who are intent on helping other neighbors in need. Anyone in the local community is welcome. It's free. It exists to help neighbors be neighbors and motivate each other to be involved in their community. Ryan Daniels is the person to put all that together, and he's here with us today. Ryan, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
Well, that's a heck of a thing you've done here, helping neighbors. A lot of people just don't even want to know their neighbors. So how do you overcome that?
Well, we basically had two neighbors in the neighborhood that spent all their money on their home and their property, and they were still trying to make ends meet. One neighbor didn't have a lawnmower, and I just went over and said, you know, do you mind if I continue mowing this?
I'll cut your lawn for you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And I figured there's got to be other people out there in the community that are in the same situation.
Right. Well, yeah, in today's economic situation, yeah, everybody has problems paying anything. So the incomes are down, everything else. But what a great idea to help out other neighbors. And you do that on the internet, right?
Yes, sir. On Facebook.
So, okay. So to get to you, the best way is to Google Neighbors Helping Neighbors of Royal Palm.
And Royal Palm Beach is my one page. And okay. We also have another page where we expanded to the Wellington Lake Worth area.
Right. So, but to get there, just search through Google, and that'd be the best way. Or probably the best way, if someone wants to get a hold of you, would be to call you on the phone. That is 561-506-2289. One more time, 561-506-2289. Or you can search through Google there if you want. I guess Yahoo would work the same, right?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Okay. Just checking. You know, you never know. Some people don't like Google. Some people like Yahoo. Me? I don't care. So, all right. Now, where do you get funding for this? I mean, is it when you say, I want to help you mow your lawn, that's your gas money, that's your lawnmower, that's your time.
Well, back in the day, I mean, that's what neighbors did for each other. If they needed a barn raised or if they needed something put together and put up, they'd have all the neighbors in the community come together and help out. And there's no funding for the group. It's basically if somebody needs something, the members send me a message, and I put on the page that we have a member that's needing this or needing that. We had one that needed a roof. Somebody pitched in seven bags of shingles. Somebody else pitched in some plywood. Other people offered to bring food. And that's what we try and get the community together to help people out, but also get to know their neighbor that's four houses down from them that they've never even met and just waved to.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? You're like in the Wayback Machine. I'm in the same boat as you are. I believe neighbors should help neighbors. You should know who they are. You watch their back. They'll watch yours. And that's kind of what your concept is, right? We're going to take care of your back. You take care of mine.
Yes, sir.
Nothing wrong with that. So who do you support on the webpage? Just anybody in the neighborhood, right?
We support any neighbors that need help with anything from doing their lawn. Some might be low on food one week. We do nonprofits. We do charity organizations. mom and pops, you know, that are in the area that work out of their home, trying to get on their feet to establish a company, as long as they're in the local area.
Support businesses in your area.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you this. How do you screen out the scammers?
Unfortunately.
Sounds to me like you've already had a few.
We have had a few members that have misled their budget and what they had to spend, and they were just looking for free stuff. And it always doesn't come out in the beginning, but eventually it does come out when you meet them and you go over and you try and help them out, and they've got $30,000 chandeliers hanging from the ceiling.
I can't buy food, but I can buy that $30,000 chandelier. I understand exactly how that works. I've been involved in a lot of community aid associations, and they're always there. They always come. But the best part about what you have, as I see it, it's local.
Yes.
It's local, and it's right there on your Facebook page, and you moderate. You know, you could tell, I think I read somewhere in your material that you, if anybody has a heated discussion, you're banned from the group. If anyone comes and wants to advertise and get work for their company, you're out of the group.
Exactly.
So you keep them on a straight and narrow, right?
Very much so.
All right. And you also have someone here with you today who is one of the recipients of your website, right?
Yes, she is.
Tell us a little bit about that story.
This is Miss Tracy from Feeling Fine Canine.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm glad the microphone worked. Amazing. Glad to have you on the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You found out about Neighbors Helping Neighbors.
I did.
Through Ryan here.
I heard after our neighborhood had a couple of tornadoes come through there, I heard other neighbors saying that there was a group helping people that were damaged.
Right.
Thankfully, we didn't have any damage. We do operate a 501c3 nonprofit for dog rescue at our home.
Right.
Maybe a month or two later, we were needing help. So we went to the page and we asked for lighting to help me light up the backyard so that my dogs had time to be outside in the evening.
Now let's just clarify this for the audience there. These dogs, you go and retrieve from the kill shelters, right?
Yes, sir. I take death row medically needy animals.
I don't know why they call it a kill shelter, but okay, you go to the shelters and you take the animals out before they're euthanized.
Yes, we do. We save the worst of the worst that need long-term care. We keep them in our home. We use no fosters. We medically rescue, rehab, and rehome them fully by ourselves.
Okay, and who pays you for that?
I don't get paid for that. I get paid with lots of love and puppy kisses.
Isn't that great? So if someone was looking to pick up a pet that's been taken care of, you give the shots?
Yes, sir. We do everything. They are spayed or neutered. They are given a microchip so that if they ever get lost, we can find them again.
Oh.
They are up to date on their shots, and they're all healthy. They're complete with their medical treatment when they leave our property.
Wow. And you do that at no charge?
Well, we charge an adoption fee. It depends on...
Well, you know, I'm talking about charge for your services.
No, there is no charge for my service. We get phone calls from people in the neighborhood that they found a lost dog, and can we hold the dog or try to find the owner of the animal? And we do our best to return the dogs. We do have one on our property right now who was... we got a call from Palm Beach Sheriff's Office that there was an animal tied up last week in the cold night, so we went and picked her up, and she's still looking for her family.
Oh.
So we keep them until we find their family or we adopt them out when they're ready.
All right. If someone wants to utilize your services, how would they get a hold of you? I have two phone numbers here. Which one?
The 754 number I answer all the time. The 561, I do return phone calls.
Okay. All right. Let's give those out then. 754-234-7027. That's your cell phone, right?
Yes, that
you
is.
You answer that all the time.
I do. Right? I answer all it right. all the time.
All right. We don't want any dogs calling, okay? Just the...
call if you want a dog. We have lots of dogs.
That's a good one. I like that. All right. 754-234-7027. Tracy Gooden will get that job done for you. All right. So now, what's your future plans for Neighbors Helping Neighbors? Where do you want to go next?
Well, like I said, we've expanded to the Wellington page. We had other members that have wanted to join, and unfortunately, I don't feel that if you live in Miami, you're going to be able to help somebody out in the West Palm Beach area. I try and keep it to a tri-county area. We do Royal Palm Beach. We do the Acreage and Loxahatchee. I also have a page for Wellington, Lake Worth, and the West Palm Beach area.
All right. Well, I would say the best way to get to those pages would be to call you at 561-506-2289. That'll get you in touch with Ryan Daniels, and he will tell you exactly how to get to the website if you want to take a look, or if you need some help, I'm sure he'll be able to help you on the phone. You can Google search or Yahoo search Neighbors Helping Neighbors of Royal Palm Beach, and that'll get you a little bit closer to his home. Anything else you want to mention?
I just wanted to try and it was hard to try and pick a member to come here on the show and talk about what they do. I'd like to thank all the members that have got involved with it. Ms. Siobhan Moritz, she does charity work for the Christ Fellowship churches. Ms. Christine Pickering of Christine's Creation, she makes right. homemade jams and jellies.
Perfect.
And Ms. Russo, who does the Bunko Bash for Animals in Need.
And you can find out all about those folks on the Facebook.
All the members are on my page and what they support and what they're out for and the local companies.
Like a good neighbor, we're helping out. I think that's a fantastic project. I wish you a lot of luck with that. And press on.
Thank you much.
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Now, Pat Tracy is on a home inspection spree at this very moment. She's hooking up all the right properties that may one day become your home. In the meantime, Pat wants us to know that it's National Agriculture Week. That's not it. It's National Consumer Protection Week. I knew I'd find that in there somewhere. And that's March 1st through the 7th, so this is the last day. But, you know, Pat says every day should be a Consumer Protection Awareness Week. I'm not sure how to put a week into a day, but she's right. You can't get enough education when it comes to scammers. Pat has echoed Commissioner Putnam's statement that Floridians lose billions of dollars to scams and fraud that target people of all backgrounds and all ages and income levels. Scammers can leave you practically broke. They could take everything you have. For more information about consumer fraud, call the folks up there at Florida. It's 1-800-HELP-FLA, 1-800-HELP-FLA. FLA, and they can also send you some tips on how to be safe from fraud and scammers and how to file a complaint at www.freshfromflorida.com. I don't know how that works, but www.freshfromflorida.com if you have a complaint or you know of fraud or abuse within the system. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. They are the ones that are here to help you reach the dream of home ownership. Become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associate at 561-351-8000. All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. A hat tip to the Amerish Shriners. They're making ready for the, I guess it's the fourth annual Shriners Circus coming up this April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Amerish Shrine Temple in Palm Beach Gardens. You want some free tickets? Call the Shriners at 561-627-2100. That's 561-627-2100. Tell Thea that you're calling in for the free tickets for the Shriners Circus April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and I'm sure that she'll take care of you. That phone number one more time, 561-627-2100. The Shriners are having fun helping kids. Also, Brian Price, the potentate last year, will be on the show in a couple of weeks to tell you more about the 2016 Shriners Circuits, and he's bringing free tickets with him.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into this week's segment, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak with some bad news for roaches and some good news for you. Carlton, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again, sir.
Hey, how we doing now?
Hey, we're doing great. You know, last week we talked about all those pesky rats and everything that get around the house and how to look for them, and we were going to talk about the creepy roaches, but we ran out of time, so let's talk about creepy roaches.
I don't want to talk about that.
Ew. I know, you know what?
They're yucky.
That's such a yucky subject, and I think creepy is probably the best word in the English language that would explain roaches, but really, they're just a bunch of cannibalistic bugs, right?
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of people don't know there's over 3,000 species out there. You know, we don't have all 3,000 here in the state of Florida, but we do have quite a handful of them.
Well, the ones
they'll go and eat their dead. but that makes it a lot easier to control them, actually. They can use their own instincts against them.
Well, you know, there's only, what, two or three bad ones. I think the German roaches are really the worst. That's probably the most common in Florida. I don't know how German roaches got to be common here, but it's the palmetto bug and the German roach. Is that about right?
Well, the palmetto bug, he's really not all that bad. He's scary as all get out, though, because he's the biggest, baddest, ugliest-looking roach, really, that you can find when you open the drawer. But he's not all that bad. Their numbers usually don't go flying up real fast like the German roaches. You got one German roach that lays eggs. She can produce, I don't know the number exactly, but it's astronomical. It's like 15,000 plus just from that one roach in a year.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it's crazy.
Now, I know that we have a lot of chemicals around the home, and we talk about chemicals all the time, and we really, really urge people to be careful when they're handling these chemicals, but is there any other way other than just stepping on the dang things? Is there any other way to get rid of them?
Well, baiting is probably a really good way. It's a controlled way to put your product out, in ways where the pets and the animals and your children won't be able to get into them. And if you use products like with active ingredients like fipronil, that's going to work through a transfer effect. And what that'll do when they die, then they'll go and eat their dead, and they can still, instead of getting in the bait, they'll get the poison from the roach they're eating. So it'll pass on through the nest and get the whole nest.
Yep. I don't even like to talk these dang things. And, you can bring them in. I've been told that if you use the paper bags at the store, sometimes the eggs are in there, the actual...
Sometimes in there, and then if you bring boxes home, a lot of times you'll get them in the boxes. But once you see them, do something, because...
Are there any commercial...
They can take over real quick, and they bring a lot of disease.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The big palmetto bugs aren't as dirty as those little German roaches, right?
Yeah. I mean, they all carry disease and stuff, but the German roach, because of their numbers and how fast their populations will grow, they can contribute to severe... If you have allergies, your allergies will become a lot more severe, contributes to asthma, and contribute to a lot of things, so...
All right. So where should we go to take a look at all the different chemicals that you can use to kill these buggers?
Well, I tell you what, you can go to a lot of places and find a lot of products, but you're not going to find the information you need to go with it. Okay. I always like to go by John Deere Landscapes, because they'll sit and talk to you and get a grip on what your particular situation is and what's going to be the most aggressive way to handle it with, if you have a lot of kids or if you don't have kids. They'll take all that into consideration on the proper treatment.
All right, and that's johndeerelandscapes.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And from there, they can get the phone number and do whatever they need to do. All right, that's fantastic. Yeah. Carlton, thanks for all that creepy information. I appreciate it. When we return, looking for a house to call home? We'll tell you more after the break. As we celebrate Women's History Month, the factoids continues. In 1900, 19% of women in the U.S. held jobs. By 1998, the number tripled to 60%.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know phase is wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Just want to ask you this. Are you tired of paying rent? Want to lower your monthly payments? Then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, March 22nd from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. The Miami Kindle class is in session right now. Their next workshop is April the 12th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. If you didn't pre-register, not to worry. You may pay the $49 fee at the door, and that also includes food and beverages while you're there. Folks, these classes fill up pretty darn fast, and that's why we ask you to pre-register. Sometimes there's a little standing room left, sometimes not, but you'd be better off if you pre-registered. And how do you do that? Well, you call the good folks at Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. First-time homewire workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. So if you're using HUD, FHA, or any of the government programs, they will require you to take the first-time homebuyer's workshop. It's not that difficult. It's a little lengthy because there's a lot of information in there, and we just want to pass that along to you. Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
You know, Al, when I first heard about that, I saw it was 6 hours long, and I went, ugh.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, with all the nice people you meet and the food and drinks that are served and the fascinating speakers, the time just zooms by. It was really a lot of fun. I did it myself.
Well, you know, again, like we said, it's mandatory. You have to go do that anyway if you want to take advantage of the financing opportunities there. So, and Rick, I think you have something here, our first guest left behind.
Matthew Constantine from Adopt a Family left. This was his first radio appearance, and he just didn't get to it. Family Fun Fest Luau Day is tomorrow at City Place from 1 to 4. Matthew Constantine and Adopt a Family will be there. If you heard what he said about adopting a family, you have questions, look for him there. City Place Family Fun Fest Luau Day, 1 to 4 tomorrow at City Place.
Sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah, could be fun.
I love a luau.
Well, you can go and dress in your hula skirt.
There you go.
And I've seen you.
Is it okay to sing Louie Louie at a luau?
Why not? Have
Louis
fun.
Luau.
Well, we want to thank Matthew and Ryan and Patrice Schroeder and all the guests that came in today. They were fantastic. They always are. They offer some great services, and absolutely no fee at all. You have something else there, Rick?
I do. In April, jot this down, April 25th, 2015, every family somehow is affected by cancer. There is a survivor soiree for the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life of Wellington. It's April 25th from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Some of these go overnight. You'll walk around a track. If you have survived cancer, you will get a purple shirt that says Survivor on it. And if you are a survivor, you get a free meal. This is a fun fest. 5,200 communities and 20 countries conduct Relay for Life events. This is the signature fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. The Relay for Life movement offers a unique opportunity for cancer survivors and caregivers to be recognized and supported. We'll talk about this as we get closer, Alan.
Well, that'll be absolutely great. Folks, that's about all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. A special shout out to all the future home buyers. Guess what? This is your year. Take hold of the moment. Don't miss out. Reach out. Now check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the show archives are stored. And you may take a look at our Spotlight Home of the Week there. Next week, Aaron Morris is here to tell us about the incredible journey that started off with a granola bar.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got